I don't know about you, but I have a garage, which I've stopped calling the garage. I now call it the shed because it's a place where I store such a lot of stuff. No room for the car. I say with great shame, but I would like to be able to get the car into it one day. It is just filled with, well, just too much stuff. And to be truthful, a lot of stuff that I don't need. Sarah Hall is a personal concierge and professional organizer. And Sarah, I think I need you to come to my joint and have a look at it.
It does sound like it. You can't get your car in the garage, but you're not alone there.
I'll bet I'm not. And in fact, most of my friends who do have garages have their cars parked in the driveway.
That is, it's very common. People use it as a great dumping ground for yes. things that they no longer need.
Yeah, indeed. Look, I actually have one container there which has been in the shed for about 15 years now, and I'm not sure that I even know what is in there. So really, I should just pick the whole lot up and get rid of it, shouldn't I?
It would be a good idea, as long as you know there's nothing valuable in there. Well, 15 years?
Well, that's right. I mean, the truth is, if I've not seen inside it for 15 years, it can't be that valuable.
Now, that is very, very true. I meant more like there wasn't like a watch or something in there that was of value, but definitely you wouldn't have needed any of that if
no.
you haven't seen it.
And the truth is, if I had a gold Rolex anyway, it probably wouldn't be it wouldn't be in that trunk. So look, there's no time like the present to declutter, and you and your partner, Heather, you are the people who know how to do it. Can you give us a bit of advice?
Absolutely. So the first thing to look at, and before we even start decluttering, is to think about why we feel we need to hold on to so much stuff. Because there's a lot of mindset people have around thinking that they need to keep so much. And stuff falls under four categories: memorabilia, just in case, impulse purchases, and bargains. So that's the first thing to think about. Mm. Why are we keeping so much? And then it's just getting in there and sorting the stuff out, putting like-minded stuff together. Really looking at it. When did you last use it? Do you really need it? How many do you have of the same thing? And decluttering and getting rid of it.
Look, that's easier said than done, though, isn't it?
It is.
It's absolutely a real task.
It is a real task. And a lot of people need support. That's why professional organizers are around. We don't only help with getting fantastic storage that will help you, but we're also there to guide you through that journey of making those decisions.
So
keeping you on track.
Isn't that the issue? Well, one of the issues, though, that you go and get more storage, so you just finish up getting more stuff to put in it.
So the key with storage is you don't do it until you've decluttered. So a lot of people think, right, I'm going to get organized. They go out, they buy a whole heap of storage, but they don't really know what's going to go in it. And so that, in the end, ends up being clutter in itself.
Yeah.
So we declutter first, look at what we need to store, and then we come up with solutions. You just need to do it the right way around.
Yeah. What is the starting point?
The starting point, either just pick a room. Whatever is upsetting you the most, is making life difficult, and literally just start to put like-minded things together and then go through it in groups. So we have clients who forget what they've got because they have so much.
Well, I suppose I'm an example of that, of having this trunk that is in the shed, which I don't call the garage. As I said, it's in the shed, and I don't really know what's in there.
It's very common, in fact. So many people lose things often. They don't know what they own. They end up buying more. They're embarrassed to have people over. There's just these telltale signs that you get to know that you need to declutter. And one of them is knowing that your car is set out the front. It's all weather, everything. That's an expensive piece of equipment that we are putting out in the elements so that we can store stuff we don't need.
Indeed. Is there generally a place in the house you should look at first? Should you look at, say, the kitchen or the, maybe in my case, the shed? But you know, is there generally a room you should look at first, the one that you should get the stuff out of?
Yes. So there's two different ways you can do it. You can either tackle the area that is overwhelming you the most, or you can start in storage areas, because most of the time we have stuff in our homes that we don't use very often, but we still use them, and they would be stored in somewhere like a garage. So if you clear that out first, it means as you move on to other rooms, you've got somewhere to put stuff.
And of course, all over Australia, there is, I'm not going to say on every street corner, but I would say at least in nearly every suburb, there are these great storage facilities where you can go and rent a room to put your stuff.
Yes. We are often hired to help people go through their storage units. So some people just have had enough. They grab everything and they throw it in a storage unit and they spend thousands a year holding their clutter.
And don't ever get to even open the door, I suppose, to say, yes, look, I need those tea towels, or I need that dinner set, or I need that set of glasses or whatever, because they, just like me, don't know what's there.
That's it, and they're living their life quite nice. Sorry, they're living their life quite nicely without it.
Yes.
So
it's
just an expensive thing to do, really, isn't it?
Well, it is. I have dear friends who do have a storage unit, and just like me, they have a shed with a nice car that sits outside in the elements.
Goodness.
But they actually worry about what is in the storage room, but don't get around to doing much about it.
It's time to hire a professional organiser. In the end, it would be a lot cheaper.
Oh, of course.
Because you're paying money regardlessly, so get someone in to help. And they will guide you through the process. Just makes it so much easier.
There are some things you do need some of. You know, you do need to have a certain number of towels for your bathroom, a certain number of tea towels, I suppose. If you only do, you know, your washing once a week, you know, you do need more than a couple of towels. But are things like that, or sheet sets, I suppose, are they things that people buy because, oh, gee, I do like that, and then leave it all wrapped up in its wrapping and never get around to undoing it?
There are so many things that we find in people's houses that still have the tags on it. Yes, linen is one. Clothes. Books that have never been read, so people just go out, think they're going to use something. Obviously, they're not going to buy it if they think it's going to sit there in their home unused.
Mm.
And then because they've got so much other stuff, it kind of goes missing. It kind of works its way backwards into the back of cupboards and stays there.
Yeah, indeed. You mentioned the word books, and of course, look, I have a bookshelf, and there are books there that I'm probably never going to read again. And they should just be going off to the op shop, shouldn't they?
They should be. Like, let somebody else enjoy it. What's the point in cluttering up your home?
Yes, yeah. I can't think of one book that I've read that I want to keep forever and will ever open again. Not one.
And a lot of people nowadays read Kindles.
Yeah, they do. Quite true. Quite true. Yeah. But there are people who do like to flick a page. Look up. I'm guilty of being in the op shop at the Salvos or Vinnie's or somewhere like that and dropping stuff off and go, oh, I better just have a look at that book that is over there for $2 or $3 or $5 and take it home. And like you said, it does often spend a fair bit of time on the shelf, you know, to be read.
One good strategy for that is one in, one out. So if you bring a book in, you have to get rid of a book.
What an excellent idea.
Make space for it.
Yeah, and I suppose that applies to clothes as well, does it?
Yes. It's a very good strategy.
If you've got too many shirts or too many suits you haven't worn, if you buy a new suit, get rid of the oldest one.
Yes, and declutter first before you go shopping. Make sure you know what you've got.
Yes.
Because so many people come back and go, oh, I didn't have any black trousers. Nobody ever thinks that. I think everyone's got plenty of black trousers, but they might think that, and then they come home and they're like, oh, I didn't realise I already had a pair.
Yeah. Just hanging there in the wardrobe waiting to be worn.
Yes.
And do people cling on to stuff that they might just grow back into after they've put a bit of weight on? Is that a bad thing to do?
We've helped people in wardrobes that have clothes that is their ideal weight, and then clothes if they're going to, you know, around Christmas time, they know they're going to eat a bit. But what happens is they can't actually access the clothes that they're using right now.
Hmm.
And normally when we lose a bit of weight, we want to treat ourselves and go buy something nice. Things go out of fashion. Mothballs, you know, moths eat bits in it. They never look nice and new. They age even if you don't wear them. So it's best just to have the clothes that you need. And if you do fluctuate in weight, just have a couple of items.
Have you found there are some things in the house that people simply can't let go, even though they might have a lot of them. I'm thinking perhaps women who might have bought hats over the years. Would hats be something that women are reluctant to let go?
I would say shoes more than hats.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Yes, a lot of shoes. And if they get worn, we've got clients that have a lot of shoes and they wear a lot of shoes.
Yes.
So it really depends on the lifestyle and what you actually do. But if they sit there and they're not worn, you could make money, sell them.
I guess so, yeah. Just get them out of the house.
Get them out of the house. That's it. In a nutshell.
I've got to say, Sarah, I do feel slightly encouraged having spoken to you about this, and it won't be happening this weekend, but I think I will have to just get into the, in inverted commas, shed and get it sorted out. Sarah, you and Heather, do you have a website folks can look at?
Yes, thank you. It's www.finerdetails.com.au.
That's www.finerdetails.com.au. That'll put you in contact with Heather Gibson and Sarah Hall. Sarah, been terrific having a chat with you today. And look, like I said, you have encouraged me.
Thank you, Alan.